Going to take you back to that speech last night by the French President Emmanuel Macron next, addressing the nation, a widely covered television speech, of course. We're going to find out what the papers are saying about it. That Emily Boyle is with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Macron's speech took a tough tone. He urged Ukraine's allies not to be cowardly in fighting off the Russian invasion. In the face of the Russian threat, innocence is over. That's how the left-wing Libération reacts to his speech, the paper noting that it was a solemn address and one in which the French president aggressively targeted Vladimir Putin. It also drew new outlines for Europe on the defence. Macron outlined the efforts needed to strengthen France's military capacities. In its analysis piece, Le Libération calls the speech an exceptional reaction, for an exceptional situation, adding that the president has gone into martial mode, drawing parallels with Macron's famous COVID speech in 2020. The editor of Libé says that Macron is back in a role which suits him best, a European leader in the face of an international crisis. It's a new era for Macron in Le Figaro. It says the president wanted to draw attention to what he calls the Russian threat. Macron warned that Russian aggression knows no borders. The article says this was also the opportunity for the president to clear up his position on nuclear deterrence.
Yeah, that question of nuclear deterrence followed very closely in Germany. So how the German papers reacted to it?
Yes, well, exactly. Macron says he's open to extending the protection afforded by France's nuclear arsenal to its European allies, something that a lot of the German dailies have picked up. Frankfurter Allgemeine here, headlining with Macron's roter Knopf, or Macron's red button. Similarly in Der Spiegel, headlining saying that Macron's plan is not that new. He had already suggested a similar idea in a 2020 speech. It goes on to talk about the possible deployment of peacekeeping troops in Ukraine, a question which will be at the heart of a meeting in Brussels today for a special European Council meeting to discuss the Ukrainian question.
Yeah, we're going to stay on the topic of Ukraine for this next one. The Trump administration continues to make headlines with their latest moves. What are the papers saying on this one?
Yes, another controversial Trump move has made the Independence front page here with a slightly exasperated headline. Now Trump cuts off intelligence support for Zelensky's forces, it reads. The article suggests the move will be devastating to Ukrainian defence efforts. Politico, though, has a different take in this article. The news site says that four senior members of Donald Trump's entourage have held secret discussions with opponents to Vladimir Zelensky. The discussions reportedly centred on whether Ukraine could hold quick presidential elections, which are currently delayed as Ukraine remains under martial law. The article claims Trump's aides are confident Zelensky would lose an election if it were held.
Got some sporting news for you now. Disappointment reigns, certainly does upstairs in the newsroom anyway, here in Paris after a night of Champions League games. Tell us more about this one.
Yes, well, it was a big night for football fans and in particular here in Paris. Unfortunately, it did not go so well for Paris Saint-Germain fans after what the équipe calls a braquage à l'anglaise, or a British-style hold-up. And it did sort of feel like a robbery. The French side lost 1-0 to Liverpool after a late goal in the 86th minute. A stolen win, celebrated, of course, on the other side of the channel, the Daily Mail here, calling it a smash-and-grab victory after Harvey Elliott scored only 47 seconds after being brought on as a substitute. He's also celebrated in the Daily Star, saying that the Reds are now halfway there. The Liverpool side will have to hold on during the second leg of the last 16 round of the Champions League in Anfield to secure their place in the quarterfinals.
Halfway there, that's terrible. Anyway, from a stolen game, allegedly anyway, to some stolen jewels, quite a dazzling story though, coming out of Florida. What have you got for us?
Yes, Stuart, this is a much weirder heist than the one we witnessed in the Parc des Princes last night. diamonds aren't forever for 32-year-old Jathan Gilder. Police in Florida arrested him after he attempted to steal almost $800,000 worth of diamonds by swallowing them. Gilder went on the run after robbing a Tiffany's jewelry store. He was seen swallowing several stolen earrings when police caught up with him. In a clear-cut case of instant regret, the suspect reportedly said, "I should have thrown them out of the window." He also later asked his jailers, "Am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach?" A body scan later showed the presence of foreign objects in his stomach, but police say they will have to wait for them to pass through his body before confirming they are diamonds, giving a slightly new meaning, Stuart, to the phrase diamonds in the rough.
Oh, very nicely put. I've got pictures in my head, but I'm not going to talk about it. Emily, thanks a lot, Emily Ford, with the papers here on Pirates 24.